5 years after the attacks, much of the focus of the commemorations was on New York, where more than 2,700 people died when two hijacked airplanes crashed into the World Trade Center towers, shaking the United States' confidence and changing the New York skyline forever. As at the previous commemorations at Ground Zero, family members read the names of the dead in a solemn ceremony against a soundtrack of somber and patriotic music. Dozens of religious services and commemorative events took place around the city. At one, Mayor Michael Bloomberg said that as New York rebuilds, children must be taught more about the attack than the devastation it wrought.
We must also share with them the beautiful memories of the loved ones we've lost and of the incredible examples of courage we witnessed that day. And most of all, we must share with them our hope for the future, their future. That is how we'll truly honor the memory of each of the 2,749 people we lost.
President and Mrs. Bush paid their respects on Sunday, placing a simple wreath on one of the reflecting pools at Ground Zero. They spent part of Monday morning at a firehouse near the site before traveling to the field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 people died after wresting control of a hijacked plane. The Bushes then returned to Washington and placed a wreath at the Pentagon site where a fourth hijacked plane killed 184 people upon crashing. Earlier in the day, Vice President Dick Cheney spoke during a memorial ceremony at the Pentagon.
We have learned that oceans do not protect us, and threats that gather thousands of miles away can now find us here at home.
The events of 9/11 were commemorated from coast to coast, from religious services in metropolitan cathedrals to makeshift memorials in small towns. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called for a return to the unity Americans experienced after the attacks.
Let us remember the tragedy, but let us also remember the triumph of the American spirit. And let us return to the solidarity all Americans felt following those terrorist attacks.
The New York commemoration may have been the last one that will take place in the pit of Ground Zero, as rebuilding for a new World Trade Center complex and a memorial is already underway. It is a sad prospect for Tanya Garcia, who lost her sister on 9/11.
I know that the city needs to rebuild. I know that the city needs to keep up its status. I understand that people need to move on. But for me, I will never move on when it comes to this. This is somewhere where I will be for the rest of my life. This is a pain that I will carry with me for the rest of my life.
New York's international community also marked the day. At the United Nations, delegates observed a moment of silence. Secretary General Kofi Annan said the attacks cut us to the core, for they were an attack on humanity itself. Britain remembered 67 of its own sons and daughters who died in the New York attack at a memorial garden in London. Americans and Russians joined together at a memorial service in Moscow. In Helsinki, Finland, leaders attending the 38-nation Asia-Europe summit observed 2 minutes of silence, and a solemn military ceremony took place outside of NATO's headquarters. Bells tolled in Rome, and in Germany, Pope Benedict celebrated a mass that included a prayer for world peace. But the leaders of a number of nations, including U.S. allies Germany and New Zealand, used the occasion to criticize the Bush administration's war on terror, as did newspaper editorials in Israel and Pakistan. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.